This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy. Emily is unfortunately out this week and not feeling so hot, so everybody send her some really good vibes. And speaking of good vibes, today's guest is the best vibes, comedian, TikToker, and creator of the smash hit viral summer 2003 anthem, Planet of the Bass. Please welcome to the show, Kyle Gordon.
Viral 2003 anthem.
Yeah, literally. It got out of my head maybe a month ago, and now it's back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. If you guys have not heard of Planet of the Bass or Kyle's comedy, I highly recommend getting on TikTok and watching his videos because they are so funny, and I'm likely going to reference them a decent amount on this episode. However, the main reason I wanted to get you on today is to talk about your other accomplishment later in the summer, which was marathon
training. My nine sons and how I raised them to be great men.
Yes. Octo dad plus one.
Yeah, exactly.
We love that. But you also just did your first marathon.
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was
extremely
easy for me.
Why was that?
So I ran my first marathon. Yeah, I guess this would have been, September 2nd. Mm-hmm. So this is now, what is it? October 17th. So it was a month and a half ago. And yeah, I mean, I started running maybe like a year and a half ago. I started running half marathons.
Okay. So this wasn't like a random.
It was kind of
run a marathon.
It was kind of random in that, like, I signed up for a half marathon like a year or a year and a half ago to like give myself motivation to lose weight, essentially. And
okay.
More than lose weight, like just get healthy and like not, you know, drink every day.
For sure.
And so. Once I did the half marathon, I did two, and then the second half marathon I did, I also, you know, I signed up for it just to like give myself something on the calendar to like work towards and get a little healthier. And I ran it with my girlfriend. And when
that's
I signed,
nice.
Yeah, it was very sweet. And she ran it I ran the marathon in Hawaii and so we kind of turned, well, that's part of it because the half marathon we did whenever it was like a year, year and a half ago, I like just signed up. When I signed up for it, I was like, all right, whatever marathon is closest, half marathon, 6 months from now, I'm just going to sign up from that. So I have something on the calendar. And I signed up for some random half marathon in Bay Ridge.
Okay.
Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And
just as nice as Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. We got there and it's like not an official like New York Roadrunners like race. Mm. It was literally like run by like a family and like the race was literally like it was me and like my girlfriend and then like 15 Hasidic women and it was like the race was like run down to the bridge, there will be a guy in a folding chair and then come back and then do that three times and that's the half marathon.
And instead of water, they're giving out like little Manischewitz cups.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I would have been drinking anyway, of course. Right. I mean, it was Shabbos. Yeah, it was like, and we just ran along the highway. It was not very glamorous and it was pretty rough. You're like constantly running, like passing people back and forth. It just was like the worst like jog ever. So my girlfriend was like, yeah, if we're ever running ever again, we're we're going somewhere nice.
Do you guys normally run together?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Well, that's the thing. She runs faster than me. So like when we did that together, we like did the same race, but we weren't like, you know, holding hands, you know?
No. But I mean like when you are working out, do you guys go for runs together or it's completely separate?
Completely separate.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Cause for me, like, yeah, that's very much like alone time. And also like, I like to listen to music mm-hmm. and
your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Honestly, this is really fucked up. But when, before Planet of the Bass came out and I was like listening to like versions of it, I would listen to Planet of the Bass on my
amazing.
Runs. Well, I mean, it was like 50% to be like, all right, let me hear the new edit. I know that, you know, he changed this to the bass or whatever. Yeah. But also it was like,
I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah, 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 I did a good job.
Also, it's the perfect song to just play on loop.
It is a good running song.
So you're just like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Electric, keep going.
But also my actual running playlist is like the type of music that inspired Planet of the Bass. So like, you know, 90s Eurodance music. Now since Planet of the Bass come out, I don't listen to it as much because I'm like, I've just been listening to a lot of that for the past few months. But
yeah,
that like pre-Planet of the Bass, that was like my genuine running
playlist.
I've said
it before, when I used to spin, there was one instructor I really liked, and it was not because of her instruction, it was because her entire playlist was like Eurovision.
Yes, yes, so, it's the best to run to, like 100%.
That guy with the fucking violin or that does Fairy Tale.
The sax guy?
Yeah, love. So were you always a fitness guy? When did your fitness journey begin?
No, never was a fitness guy. Still would not necessarily consider myself a fitness guy. In that, like, I run, mm-hmm. and that is my exercise, but I am not smart or disciplined about it. My running strategy is I do the little more each day strategy. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, now I ran this marathon a month and a half ago. I kind of have taken, like, a month off, and now I'm getting back into running. And so, like, I run from my apartment once around Prospect Park, and then tomorrow I'll run once around Prospect Park and a little bit more mm-hmm. and then the day after. And so it's not like
you're building up to it.
Yeah. But like, I feel like intense runners are like, you know, I have my intermediate interval training day mm-hmm. and I have my long distance, goo pack injection day. Like, and yeah, I'm like, yeah, my girlfriend, like when I ran my first half marathon, my girlfriend didn't even believe I was like, she thought I was just like lying to her and being like, yeah, I'm going for my run. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like, just like sit on the corner and drink beer.
Like, yeah, it's like those guys who pretend they have jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Yeah. It was like, she was waiting for her red flag of like, yeah, yeah, I went out for cigarettes. Yeah.
He has been at Pret all day.
Yeah. 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 So dark. That's so psychopathic.
But I mean, maybe you're not like in your head a professional runner, but I feel like once you complete a marathon, it means you're pretty successful at running for a very long time.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I will say it. Yeah. No, I mean, it was huge. I was like, it was a crazy accomplishment. But that is really pretty much the extent of my, but yeah, I guess I would say like I'm into running now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you an athleticism guy in
high
school?
An athleticist? No, I'm extremely unathletic.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and uncoordinated. And yeah, I'm like a sports fan, but like, yeah, I watch football, and I was watching football the other day, like in the same way that like people, you know, come up to you and they're like, comedy, I cannot, how
I could
do
never
you do,
do
it?
That.
I could
yeah.
never.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah. But like, I look at athletes, I'm like, literally, I could net, like there's my mm-hmm. body will net. It doesn't matter how hard I worked as a child. Like, I could never. That's my
yeah.
equivalent. Yeah. So I'm just like very not really a natural, but that's the kind of thing. Good thing about running is that you just,
anyone can do it.
Yeah.
See, the thing is I feel like if you say you're an uncoordinated person, I always felt I was a very coordinated person, but running, somebody once told me that I ran like a girl. So I was always worried about my form. And now I would say, girls are the best in the world.
Yeah, girls are the best
like,
in the world.
How dare you? That shouldn't have made me insecure. But and that's Kyle's new song. Woo, plug.
Girls are the best. Yeah, listen. It's out now. Yeah.
But did you have to learn running form?
I probably still should look. I do like very short stutter steps.
Uh-huh.
And like, I run like, I like shuffle.
Uh-huh. I'm trying.
And like, I don't pick my knees up enough off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I do kind of look like I'm doing like a little tippy toe like, for 26 miles.
I love that.
It's not graceful, but.
Is there like, if you're not running with quote unquote perfect form, is that, does that make you more prone to injury?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the way I do it
uh-huh.
would, because I'm taking such short, I imagine little steps that like, you know, I imagine if you're really like going for it and you're not, if you're exerting yourself like aggressively and,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that could be the case. But yeah, I don't think the way I'm doing it. But I mean, I probably, to like improve maybe how I run and how, like as a workout, I probably should learn how to actually
but
run.
But you don't like, so if I run, I get shin splints. Does anything in your body tell you like I'm doing something wrong or you're just good to go for those 26?
Do you always get shin splints?
Pretty much.
Interesting. Yeah, because I used to get shin splints, but what I believe shin splints are caused by is like is going too hard too quickly.
Ah.
So like if that's
so
where
I should start shuffling.
Yeah, start shuffling. Yeah. yeah, or just wait till you're like 75 and you'll just like do that naturally.
Shuffle naturally.
Yeah, I think that's also where my stupid like little more each day strategy mm-hmm. does help because, you know, it helps prevent shin splints if you don't like do radical jumps
right.
in how long or hard you're running.
Yeah. Were you using any type of training app?
I was using Strava briefly, but I never really got into it. I tried to use like Nike Running, like mm-hmm. had an app that was a few years ago. Because like also it's cool because I also go through very intense phases of like really good discipline
mm-hmm.
and then really intense phases of like zero discipline at
relatable.
All.
Relatable.
Yeah. So it's like all or nothing. And so in the past, but like luckily over the years, it's like my discipline phases have gotten longer. So like in the past, so like years ago, I got on Strava or, you know, whatever, and I was trying to get into running and I'd maybe have like a month of doing it and then I'd fall off. And then the next time I'd go a few months later, I'd try getting into running again and it would be like 3-4 months of mm-hmm. like being good and then I'd fall off. So like this past version of goodness, which culminated in my marathon was like, damn, would have been almost a year
okay.
of like really good. And I wasn't drinking either.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't really using any apps.
Do you think the running replaced the drinking? Like, did it happen at the same time?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. It was really helpful. I mean, it was motivated by like,
I can't drink. What am I going to do? I guess I'll run for
yeah.
5 miles.
I'll just run away.
Yeah,
I will run away from my problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, easy. I mean, it's like, yeah, you don't need Freud to figure that out.
I literally, whenever I see runners on the street, I'm always like, what you running from?
Yeah, 100%.
What are the thoughts going on up there?
All my mistakes ever.
Yeah.
They're floating around in my brain, haunting me.
Had your girlfriend run marathons before?
No.
So you guys just did it?
Yeah. Well, she ran the half in Hawaii. And
yes,
that was,
yes, but before that.
Yeah, we'd run one half marathon together.
The mom
Bay
and
Ridge.
Pop one.
Yeah, the mom and pop. Yeah. Right.
But before that, both of you were not long distance runners.
No.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was kind of a nice little bonding thing.
It is a nice bonding experience, except for that she's like so far in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we actually have never run in the same place at the same the most we've actually run together has probably been for like 45 seconds as the race starts.
And then you're like,
but
well, bye. See you at home.
Yeah.
Did you like it when you started running?
No, it's terrible. And because it's one of those weird things that it doesn't get good until you've like suffered through it for like a month, which is hard to like trust that it'll get better. And I don't really remember why or how I figured that out in the first place.
That's what the Trevor Project is about, that it will get better.
Yeah, ex- Exactly.
It's about running.
It's about running.
Yeah. It's exactly. Not about young kids.
Yeah. You know what? I should go with like a Trevor Project like rally. I'll make a speech like, hey, guys, everyone here, if you believe in yourself, you can run a 5K.
And they're like, wait, what? I just want to come out to my parents. Yeah. And grown to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. And it like, honestly, the biggest thing is I run first thing in the morning and it makes your day way better. It makes you less tired or makes me less tired throughout the day. It also like starts my, like I find that that's the biggest motivation for all this. Like the marathon was just like something on the calendar as like a goal to like keep me motivated to do it every day. Which is very helpful, but like the real main reason I do it is just so that I feel better throughout the day and have more energy.
Do you, before running, did you usually have like, were you a routine person?
No. I'm really
undisciplined. So this helps you establish some kind of routine.
100%. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm learning routines this year. So that's inspiring.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Showering.
Oh, that's where you're starting from?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're hitting the gym.
But
you're
been doing it. Like, I've been clean.
I floss.
Yeah. Listen, wherever you start, it's a good place to start. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there and I've even made a few purchases from there and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Have you experienced what's called a runner's high?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, so what does that feel like?
It's kind of, well, one, you just like, you feel good. Mm-hmm. Like you just are, like, it's like, it becomes like pleasurable to like do the running. And then you come. So yeah, that's Yeah, you watch about mile 20 of any marathon, and people are just coming everywhere.
Yeah, why did you start running for the orgasms?
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But also it's like you get this feeling. Usually it's like between 10. I've found like after 10 miles, mm-hmm. maybe 8 to 10 miles, where you're like, I could run forever. I can literally like this is I feel it's like you feel like you're gliding and you're like, I literally cannot conceive of like when you don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Like come.
Yeah, like coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then actually I learned because the marathon was the longest I'd ever run. Before, even in my training, the longest I'd done was like 18 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like coming around like 22 miles, you like come back to reality and you're like, at least for the male orgasm. And you're like, oh,
I'm tired.
Fuck, I'm tired.
I
want to
get out of here. I never want to look at you again.
Exactly. Oh God, this is miserable.
Did you have multiple runner's highs during the marathon?
No, I feel like it's like a crest, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. It definitely, or it's more like, you like feel it really quickly all of a sudden, and then it's sustained for a while. And then if you keep going, I crashed like really hard.
There's too many cum puns to be made in this episode. I'm so sorry for people that don't enjoy them. Running is cum.
I'm sorry for people who hate coming.
Yeah. I'm sorry for you for so many reasons if you hate coming. But so the runner's high feels really good. But I have a question. What gave you a bigger natural high? Finishing your first marathon or performing Planet of the Bass at a Jonas Brothers concert?
God, they're... Well, yeah, I mean...
If you guys don't know, this thing was so fucking viral that the Jonas Brothers were like, hey, Kyle and Billiana, Audrey.
Yeah.
Can you come perform this song at one of our concerts?
Yes. Yeah. It was fucking nuts. But I'm a lot.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We've been saying.
Yeah. That was 35 seconds ago. Okay. I would say I got a bigger natural high from the Jonas Brothers performance. One, I mean, if we're continuing the cum puns, one, you know, I just performed my song, which is 3.5 minutes, which is about how long it takes me. And and also after I ran a marathon, you know, I was in like physical, like pain. Horrible pain. Like
yeah.
after the Jonas Brothers, I just got, it was Joe's birthday. So we just got cake.
Amazing. Cake by the ocean. Yeah, if you could believe.
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers thing was pretty insane. It was extremely fun.
Was it nerve wracking at all?
Not really, because I mean, I was nervous. It was so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest show I'd done before then was like, you know, the Bell House or like, you know, like 400 people.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like between when I found out I was going to do the Jonas Brothers concert and when I actually got on stage was like less than 24 hours.
That's so insane. Like, so you don't even have time to worry.
Exactly. I can't I don't have all week to be like, oh God, what am I? Yeah. Like, I just, it was just, all I had to do was just, you know, rap along to my, it's like, it's so much easier than, you know, my other live act where I'm like playing the music live and I have to worry mm-hmm. about all I had, the track was playing. I just got to run around and like
lip sync. Be cool.
Yeah. And like, it was just so huge mm-hmm. that I just like, the brain state, the mind state I was in was like, I'm like 10 years old, like playing pretend, like, Kyle, welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
Kyle Gordon. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves him. Oh, he's so awesome. Rockstar. And he's the World Series champion. And he's the hottest guy. Yeah. Woo. That was where my head was at during that performance. Like,
what came first, that or marathon?
That.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that.
So they wouldn't have been like, and he finished the marathon.
He's so good at it. And he wasn't really slow. He totally did it super fast. And he wasn't sweaty and tired.
What was your time?
Over 5 hours.
That's good.
It's slow.
What's the breakdown per mile?
I probably ended up running like over 10 minute, something like that, 10, 11 minutes or 12 minutes, something okay. like that. Yeah. But it was that people have said that the marathon, the Kauai Marathon, is a very difficult race for your first race. So I just want to say that. And, and well, the first 13 miles was the race started at 6, which was actually really good because, you know, the sun wasn't out. It was very temperate. It's also like the most beautiful. That's the thing. Like
Hawaii in the morning.
Oh,
insane.
Literally in the course of this race, you're like literally like running by where they filmed like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And like literally
all
and, like,
the waterfalls.
Oh, it's just completely bananas. Yeah. And then so the first 13 miles were like that. And, you know, you run through this like canopy of trees and it's like a dreamscape. And then the last 13 miles was like, you're just running through like neighborhoods and it was very hilly and then it got hot.
I was saying you were running up a volcano
and then they push you into the volcano and then, it was like Indiana Jones 3.
Yeah, that's inspiring as fuck. Because, I mean, the mom and pop marathon, it's like there's not so much to look at.
Right.
Whereas this one, you're like, oh, I want to keep running because I want to keep seeing the rest of this landscape.
It was, yeah, that made it like, well, that's why we did it. Because, like, again, my girlfriend was like, you know, I'm never doing this again unless it's like really nice. So I literally just Googled like most beautiful marathons and
most
then
best marathon.
Most best marathon. That's good.
Did you have to get special shoes? Like runner shoes?
I do have running shoes.
Okay.
I'm not like, I just go on Amazon and get the like cheapest ones that don't look like they were, you know, made by the family that ran that first marathon. But I have running shoes. And then also there's a specific number that they say you're supposed to like swap your shoes out.
Years or months?
Miles.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So
wait,
it's,
what?
Yeah. So it's like
during a marathon you change your shoes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like over the course of your like
mileage of a car.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was I've been to a bunch of marathons. I didn't see anybody carrying extra shoes.
Yeah, it's like a pit stop in like NASCAR. Yeah. They've got three guys. Yeah, that was the bullshit
extra
about the first marathon. First marathon, I was like, where's my pit crew? couldn't even afford a pit crew. You're supposed to swap your shoes after running like 300 miles or something, like after doing 300 miles on them.
Done that?
I now did. After I ran that marathon, I got new shoes, but I probably should have swapped them out earlier, but I'm like not that disciplined about
it. Okay. Have you gotten any injuries from running?
I have. I mean, I've gotten shin splints, definitely.
Yeah.
But nothing serious. I mean, again, when you are doing like a full on tippy toe, it's hard to, although
I don't know, you could roll your ankle if you're on tippy toe.
It is kind of miraculous because I don't lift my feet high enough off the ground. Like I will like trip a lot. Like, and I run in Prospect Park. So there are like full like roots of the trees. I've almost eaten shit many, many times, but I've never gotten like a serious injury.
Okay. And then at the end of the marathon, I know that you have a picture that you posted where you're kind of like lying down with like cool compresses and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you do the thing where like you collapsed at the end of it, or it was like, okay, walk it off, then collapse?
I did. I walked it off, then collapsed. And that picture is actually funny because when I ran like the full 26 miles, that was the first time my knees had ever hurt. I actually don't think I'd have too much knee pain, like even running like long distances, but like the marathon, that was different. Like I had like a lot of pain in my knees. And so they had like a medical tent at the end.
Yeah.
And so I laid down and they put the ice packs on me. And then my girlfriend took a picture of me like, you know, with the ice packs on. And there was another picture that I posted originally and then I took it down because it was like Because I didn't, because it said like emergency, like medical tent, and I didn't want
to look like you like
exactly. It's like, yeah, I got like 4 miles in, and or like lied, like yeah, I finished a marathon.
It's like, no, you got carted off in the middle.
Yeah. Kyle, you have not trained for this for months. You drank strictly chocolate milk, and then you passed out 4 miles in.
They took you off on a gurney.
Yeah, exactly.
But they finished the marathon, and I was at the end.
Yeah. I was at the end of it.
How long were you icing and like chilling?
Probably. Yeah. Like 20. They did kick me out eventually. Cause they were like,
okay,
there are people with emergencies.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, probably like 20 minutes. And then yeah, like, so I got to the end. I like walked a little bit because I had to walk off the like ending course so that people mm-hmm. didn't run. And then there was like a little grassy knoll, and I pretty much just like laid right down and then got some water and food. And then I kind of felt like I was overheating. So that like I also like that's why I went to the medical tent and got the ice packs on my knees. And I think I put ice packs on my head because mm-hmm. it was just like so hot. Also,
yeah.
That particular, I mean, it was like too hot.
Yeah. And your girlfriend had already done her chilling.
Oh, she was in heaven. She was hanging out. She was like, she had a full like.
She's like, are you good yet? Can we go to dinner?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, my lasagna is getting cold.
Did either of you have any soreness?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not as much as I thought. Like, I was pretty sore the next day, mm-hmm. but it only really lasted a day.
You were talking about food. Do you eat certain foods before or after training or before or after the marathon itself?
Yeah, I was not too usually like I don't eat before I run most mm-hmm. mornings. I'll have coffee, but nothing beyond that. But during the marathon, that was the first time I did have those goo packs.
Mm-hmm.
And those were really, really helpful because just to be able to sustain you with calories like for that long. And I'd never really used them before. So
what do they taste like?
Ass.
Okay.
Yeah. Like horrible. Yeah. Like because I had never had them before and I literally got them. Like when I went to pick up my bib, they were selling them. And so I.
Your bib.
Yeah. Pick up my little bib.
I'm going to eat goo and wear a bib.
Exactly. Yeah. Running is fucking lame. Running sucks ass. Look, listen how I sound. Yeah.
Sound like a little baby.
Exactly.
Who can run?
Yeah, it's my kink.
That's
all right, what can I say?
Baby.
Yeah. I wore a diaper the whole time. What are you talking about? Yeah, I was coming and shitting all over my fucking diaper.
Coming and eating ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, coming, sucking down goo and shitting in my little diaper. All right,
what happens
if
you do have to go to the bathroom in a marathon?
Yeah, that was also I learned in my like training because you know, once I started getting up to like 14, 16, 18 mile runs in the lead up, I was like, oh, because you need, it's a balance because like you need to drink a lot of water to
but
like,
you don't want to have the consequences,
but you're just going to have I just ran up. In the race, because I've done those big runs. Like I've just hopped off and like pissed in Prospect Park and, you know, avoided being
the wonders of having a penis.
Yeah, exactly. It rules. it rules. So I did that and then during the marathon I knew I was gonna have to take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got and also I drank a lot of water before and you know, literally like mile two, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I have to pee so fucking badly. And then they had little like stations at every mile or two,
mm-hmm.
and immediately the line for the bathroom for the porta potty was like 100 people deep.
Oy.
In the marathon.
Yeah.
Like people, it was really funny. People like me, like immediately stopped and like had to take a piss. And so I was like, my goal for the marathon was like, don't run or don't. Like over the marathon was
don't do it. Marathon.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't want to show that picture. I was like, people will know I accomplished my goal of not actually running this marathon. No, but was
you
don't
didn't
want to
pee.
Yeah.
Oh, don't walk.
Yeah, that was my goal. Like, whatever I do, just don't walk. And so, so that's why I really didn't want to like be standing around waiting in line for the bathroom. Uh-huh.
Did you do that little jog in place?
Yeah, and just pissed my pants. no, but I saw a guy. I saw a guy like farther down, like maybe mile six or something, just hop off into the, like, because we were running along the side of the road, and I saw him hop into the woods and take a piss.
And then you followed him, and he's like, ah!
Yeah, and I was peeing on him. Yeah, exactly. I was like, it was your idea! yeah, but I saw him doing that, and that gave me permission.
Confidence.
Yeah, confidence. Yeah. But I only had, I peed once, but I was drinking a lot of water, but that was I only had to take one pee break.
But little sips that were handed to you, or did you have like a water bottle?
No, yeah, they would have stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why they have them, because it would be too intense. Like, people would be too tempted to drink too much water if they had their own. And it would be.
Some people have the Camelbacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Those are good. But I didn't see anyone, as far as I know, like running with a water bottle.
Jugs.
Yeah, yeah.
2 gallons.
Exactly. Yeah, like a jug, like a country jug band jug.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Does completing it in a certain time matter to you?
Not for the first one, no. Again, okay. My only goal was don't walk.
Right.
I think if I do it again, I would... I mean, that's I guess that's the rabbit hole, right? Like,
yeah.
You do it and you keep increasing your goals. So I think probably if I ran it again, I'd probably want to be under 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you improve your time when you're just doing your daily runs?
No, I never look at my time.
Okay.
I never really look at my time.
That's cool.
That might be a goal for the next one, just to like focus on that at all. But yeah, generally I don't really. Yeah. Cause again, all of this was just to like prove to myself I could do it.
Yeah.
And like also like prove to myself that I could develop the habit of it. You know what I mean? Like I didn't, because I, you know, I was not the most disciplined person before I started running. So it was like to even prove that I could do that every day.
Yeah. No, that's really good. I think not paying attention to like improving time probably helped just doing it, because it's like, just do it. You don't have to be the best.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Perfection is the opposite of progress, or whatever they say.
Yeah. As they say.
As someone said once.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. And like, I was just even proving to myself that I could be a runner. Like I could run. So mm-hmm. like to then go, you know, try to, you can't like break a record if you've never even like run.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Did you stay in Hawaii afterwards? Like, did you do vacationing?
Yeah, that was the other thing too. We kind of just like built the whole a vacation around running the race. So, we did it smart. We said the first 4 days was at an Airbnb, mm-hmm. kind of near the starting line of the race, and then after I ran the race, we stayed like 2 days in a resort.
Nice.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
So good for soreness probably too, to just be like in bodies of water.
Yeah. And like, yeah, just like sitting in a hot tub.
Sucking down virgin pinas.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not virgin.
No?
No.
Little treat?
Yeah. Come on. Get nasty with it. Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really nice. Yeah. That was also the thing is like, yeah, I wasn't not drinking anymore, mm-hmm. which made it really nice.
Oh, okay. So now you can do running and drinking.
Yeah, I've reincorporated, but yeah, it like also like with like Plan of the Base and all the stuff that's been crazy over the past 2 months
all these
or whatever.
Crazy times.
yeah. All these. Yeah. Come on. Yes. Get it. Yes. End the podcast now. yeah, after all that, like I've been a little easier on myself about like not drinking, but
yeah, because you're also, I'm sure I think a lot of people stop drinking because they're like, I'm not accomplishing enough others. I mean, there's many reasons to stop drinking, but some people are like, this is taking away from me getting stuff done. And totally. You were probably like, I've gotten a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of stuff done. And I'm like, so crazy. It was pretty, I was just very busy that I just like needed to like give myself a little bit of the break to like
I
chill
drink
out
with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, yeah. Yeah, that's also why I wasn't nervous. I was like I had just done so much blow and I was I was like 3 shots of Everclear deep.
The Blonus Brothers?
The Blonus Brothers. Yeah.
Dude. No, we're not speaking for them. Yeah, no, we're not speaking for anybody. Yeah, don't do cocaine. So we briefly nodded to your new song Girls Are the Best in the World, and I was watching it this morning and I laughed so hard because somebody commented, I love Kyle's commitment to playing characters in low-rise pants. Did you see that comment?
Yeah.
A lot of people have complicated relationships with low-rise pants. Do you love them?
Yeah, that's where they sit naturally on me. Uh-huh. You know, yeah, that's kind of my sweet spot. Yeah. So I never thought of DJ Crazy Times as wearing low rise pants, but the official DJ Crazy Times pants are just my snow pants and they're unreal. A little too big and that's where they sit.
Yeah. It's kind of like they're all Happy Trail.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There is like a crazy gap for DJ because the official DJ Crazy Times, if people are planning their Halloween costume,
I was going to ask how you feel about being a potential Halloween costume.
I think I've already seen some. There are definitely going to be some DJ crazy. It's a good couple's costume.
Was saying to Ben, I was like, listen, you can show like your entire stomach and your pubes and I can wear a tank top.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's great. And it's not too heavy of a lift. I'll tell you, if you want to do it.
Yeah.
It's snow pants, mm-hmm. black snow pants. I got the vest. I did another video that was like Army Man, mm-hmm. and I just bought like a cheap army costume on Amazon, and like that was like the tactical vest that like came with it, so it's like literally for like it already is
so
kind of
buy
a Halloween
that costume, throw out the rest of it.
Literally.
Okay.
I've gotten so much more use out of that vest than I ever did that like one piece army thing. But yeah, it's just like a black vest, like mesh vest. Swim goggles. Those are my swim goggles.
I just noticed that today.
Yeah.
That they're swim goggles, not glasses.
There has been like fan art that like I think a lot of people don't realize that they're not like Oakleys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just there's like a Chinese hair paste that I use to dye my hair red.
Cool.
If you look up temporary hair dye on Amazon, Not now I'm fucking plugging Amazon, but
no, you can go to any Party City or Spirit of Halloween and just get that spray temporary color, whatever. Yep. Boom. And if you're a girl wanting to do this, the Biliana accessories and costume, Audrey has links to everything.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which is so nice.
That company that had that shirt should, like, you know, build a statue for her.
For sure.
Honestly.
But anyway, so you show the midriff a good amount. How has your relationship with your body been? And has it improved doing comedy? Does it improve running? Is it a combination of the two?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been totally comfortable.
Nice.
You know, my first, like, videos I ever posted, I was completely naked.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was wearing, like, you can't see it because I blurred it out so that it could, like, appear on the internet. But, like, I am wearing, like, a cream-colored, like, thong, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, like, but, yeah, there's a video of me from way back in the day essentially just running around New York. It was, like, after, like, Pizza Rat came out.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm City Mouse! And I just ran around New York being demented and naked. So, yeah, I've always been pretty comfortable with it. And that's the thing, yeah, the running and exercise and fitness, like, I mean, it's cool to, like,
change your body a little.
Change your body a little.
But you were always comfortable in it to begin with.
Yeah. And, like, it was never about that. It was more like, I'm tired every day and, like, drinking every day. And I'm not, yeah, again, like you said, like, not accomplishing what I want to accomplish. So it was less about, like, feeling uncomfortable in my body and more about, like, wanting all the benefits of, like, being a fit person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be able to say that you did it.
Yeah. 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 It's 90% to be able to tell everyone to go fuck themselves.
And that I'm better than you.
And that I'm better than you. And, like, I'm a fucking awesome guy. And 10% energy in the morning. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something I've heard about long distance running is that nipple chafing will often happen. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. The first time it happened, I was like, I'm an idiot. I was like, I must have gotten bit by a bug. Like, I got bit
on both of my nipples.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm an idiot. Like, I didn't figure out that that's what had caused it. Because, like, it didn't. Yeah, like. But yeah, I didn't tape. It also really depends on the shirt. You got to wear the right shirt. Like the shitty,
like a rough cotton.
It's not even rough cotton.
Like an Under Armour?
Yeah, but they give you these like almost like polyester-y kind of shirts when you run these races, like running shirts.
Uh-huh.
That are the worst for like nipple chafing. Yeah, like the official like race shirt like
if has you ever, blood on it.
Yeah, literally everyone. Yeah, they put like red dots there because they know you're gonna fucking bleed. But yeah, it didn't happen until I started running like longer distances, and then it would like really rub up. But yeah, it's horrible.
And what is the tape that you use if it does happen?
I didn't.
You didn't at all?
Yeah.
You've never taped?
No.
You
just I should. Yeah.
Build up calluses.
Calluses. Yeah. It's like playing guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's which just, you do. So
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. I know. I was like, yeah, my. Yeah.
There's no guitar picks for nipples, though.
Yeah. There should be.
I wonder what the tape is that people do use.
Yeah. There is like nipple tape, but.
Okay.
Yeah. It's scotch.
Duct.
Yeah.
Milk duct.
Milk duct. Hey, come on now. This is a product.
Cool. Well, you know, I've never wanted to run before, but this sounds a little fun. I think I could shuffle potentially.
Yeah. If you're not like pushing yourself to like be a hero, mm-hmm. then it's, I don't know. I think it's really, really helped me a lot, like in all aspects of my life, running first thing in the morning. Like all the other bullshit aside, marathon, whatever, like just getting up in the morning and first thing you do is like have coffee and run.
Mm-hmm.
It's, can't recommend it enough.
Is it a fun runner's community too? Like when you see other people running, do you like wave at them or do you compete with them or both?
I do compete with them, but a little bit. I often lose the competition mm-hmm. because they're actually making strides and I am
shuffling.
But it is fun. Like there is like a, cause I run the same route like in Prospect Park every day. And like, I definitely got my guys. There's like that French guy who has like, has a big penis that's poking through his like spandex.
Spandex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's like that like boxer dude with a cauliflower ear who always runs with his shirt off no matter what the weather is. Who else do I see? Oh, there's this one woman who runs so aggressively and her arms go like, it's like she's like running at me full speed and she's always looks miserable. Yeah. So I've got my guys that I see every day.
And what does a Kyle Gordon marathon Halloween costume look like?
Oh God. Yeah. A Kyle Gordon marathon Halloween costume is like, paint your face red, and then just lay down and don't go out. Mm-hmm. And because I'm thinking after the race, I'm imagining myself, and then just put ice pack on your knees. I don't know. Yeah,
sounds really similar to Remy recording a podcast costume: red face and then ice packs on my back. The listeners, I usually
do you really
an ice pack? Yeah, because I get really hot in here.
It's a little toasty. I mean, there's no windows.
Does your face turning red, did that ever, this might be so not you, but I remember when I was doing ballet really seriously, my face would get super red and it kind of deterred me from wanting to do that anymore because I was like, I'm trying to look beautiful and I look horrible. Was there any part of you that was feeling insecure about the look of a red face or a sweat or any of that?
No, because I got red face, but not like, you know, and I actually don't sweat that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I sweat a lot because it was like, you know,
Hawaii.
He was Hawaiian, you run. Yeah. But like, as far as like sweaty guys go, I feel like I'm, you know, middle of the pack.
He doesn't sweat. He glows.
Yeah, exactly. I emanate moisture. yeah, no, but Just walking around, look like everyone's gonna look gross. Like there's no possible way, I think, to look nice doing it.
You're not doing it to look hot. You're doing it to feel good.
I'm doing it for me.
Some discipline.
Yeah.
Some accomplishment.
Yeah.
Do you recommend running to other people?
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Like, not to be like an evangelist about it, but like, I think if you get into it, it will definitely make your life better.
All right.
Yeah. And also like, unless you just hate audio, you can listen to things you like.
Totally.
You just, if you like music, if you like podcast, like just
audiobooks.
Yeah, audiobooks.
Audio porn.
Yeah. The sound of yourself coming and shitting and yeah.
The sound of your own music.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like me. The sound of your own ideas. Yeah.
Listen to your own stand-up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like if you enjoy anything auditory, like you can just put headphones in and give yourself an excuse to just listen to those things that you like.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just get up and go.
Yeah.
And do you change how you run? Like, would you run inside in the winter or?
I only ever run outside, okay. Even in the winter. Even when it is like brutally cold, it's still kind of nice, honestly. Mm. But yeah, I hate running on a treadmill. Like it's, that is torture for me.
I bet the shuffling sounds so silly on a treadmill.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's the other thing too. If you are embarrassed about looking silly, like, yeah, then, you know, then other people's entertainment is watching you.
Yeah. Whereas if you're out in the world, you just run away.
Yeah, exactly. You're running away.
You don't
away.
See them after a few blocks.
We've established that. It's just about running away.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, like getting into running for me, the biggest thing was like fighting the boredom. And so if you can overcome the boredom with like listening to something good and then like visually having something, the what you're looking at is changing because you are moving from point A to point B.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
Some people have those screens that it like looks like you're moving through stuff.
Oh, really? Like on the treadmills?
Yeah. Or like on a bike or something like that. And
I'm too
like
smart. I'd figure that's not real.
That's not real.
That's not a real outside.
Doesn't do it for
yeah,
you.
I, hey, everyone, this woman's an idiot. She thinks she's outside. Nope. Nope. She's just in her gym.
We have a few minutes left. And so I wanted to talk about, you have a full album coming out called Kyle is Great, November 10th. On that album is your new song, The Ugliest Girl on the Beach.
Oh yeah, that's on it. Everything that Planet of the Bass is on there, Ugliest Girl on the Beach, Girls Are the Best, to make up for Ugliest Girl on the Beach.
Right. Well, Ugliest Girl on the Beach makes us feel targeted.
But
he still wants her.
Yeah.
And he acknowledges that he's not a good person.
Yeah, he's not. Exactly. Yeah. He's a bad guy. Also, I think the Ugliest Girl on the Beach is like a concept that to aspire to. She's like, not to aspire to, but she's such a cartoonish conglomeration of like a hilarious combination of attributes that I don't think the ugliest girl on the beach has ever existed in real life.
She has a massive head and it's too big for her neck.
Yeah, too big for her neck.
She's got
the big type of teeth, mustard on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but also that song's more, I think, about the narrator of the song and his perspective.
Yeah.
And as he mentions many times, he's not a good person.
Right. And as somebody who does not like to go to the beach, if my aspiration is to be the ugliest girl on the beach, I'm like, challenge accepted.
Yeah. And you'll, and maybe like in the song, you'll get to fuck this guy who lives in a tent and is wanted for many crimes.
Lucky me. Yeah. Kyle, it has been so nice having you on. Can you tell everybody where they can find you online?
Like the name of my album, all my social media handles are Kyle Gordon is Great. You can find me there and find me Kyle Gordon on Spotify or Apple Music and stream any of the songs on my album.
Nice.
On November 10th, it'll be out.
Amazing. You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review and don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. We'll have nipple tape coming out really soon. Betches sponsored nipple tape for running. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir and follow Kyle.
Kyle Gordon is great.
Yep. And you guys, remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Yay. Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.